Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, November 30th, 2020, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday once again. I hope you all enjoyed a happy Thanksgiving. I certainly did. Yes, I did. Amid all the dire warnings and predictions, you really had to dig into your heart space and your head space and decide just exactly how you were going to enjoy it. But from much of what I saw on social media and other places, oh, I'm confessing, the celebrations and thankfulness was at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw. A lot of you were just really having a great time with friends and family. I'm thinking we shall overcome and we'll conquer this whole dilemma called COVID-19, or we will act like we did on Thanksgiving. Well, I'm excited to say that I'm leading the conversation today about it with an expert on all things pharmaceutical. She is a highly acclaimed, award-winning pharmacist and nutritionist. She and her husband, Jody, own and operate Nutritional Designs in Racine, Wisconsin. She's a trusted authority among her peers and physicians. She is in the know. Yes, she is, and she will help us know more insightfully today about the COVID-19 condition. She is Sunday Muniz, and I am more than excited to have her as my special spotlight guest today. Welcome, Sunday.
Oh, it's so good to be back talking with you, Silver. I can't tell you. I always enjoy this, so thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to say this before we get started. I don't think there has been a year that I haven't talked to you. If it was, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah. Right?
We go way back to the days of me being in Milwaukee on 1290 WMCS.
Exactly.
And we often had you on the air. And the good news about that is when people heard you, they knew that they could take it to the bank, whatever you said. And believe me, I wouldn't let you go if you tried to pry yourself loose, because you just really share some of the best information. And, you know, I want people to know this is a person where there's no sensationalism and no suspect agendas with what she delivers here. It's good, it's honest,
absolutely.
It's truthful, and it's helpful. So just peel your ears, and if you want to share quickly on social media, you're welcome to do that. I also want to give out the call-in number just in case anybody does have a question. Otherwise, I expect to run them down for you. I don't want to miss anything. But if you do want to call in today, call at 515-605-9714, 515-605-9714. All right, Sunday, let's rock and roll with this. Why don't we start with telling us about your professional background.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for a long time. And I kind of always say, especially now looking back, that there was always just something that just didn't fit for me when I was in school. Am I not as smart as all the other people? What's happening? Why does some of these things that we're doing or trying to do, they just don't quite make sense? They're not logical in my mind. And so, you know, graduated pharmacy school, started that. My whole avenue into the world of nutrition was extremely personal. I started diving into this world for personal reasons, and it literally changed my life. I saw myself and my body heading into the fibromyalgia chronic fatigue world back in the 90s, And as a pharmacist, I knew what I was going to be in for, and I did not want to go there. And so I started just reading, and this whole massive world opened up. There's so many amazing avenues out there for health and well-being, you know, whether it's mind, body, you know, any aspect. I just was like, there's this huge world out there that we even as medical professionals are taught, just, we're not even taught it. We're just, it's just kind of there. So I started diving into that world, and it literally changed my life, put everything, my body, everything about me on a completely different path. And I'm one of those people that once I know things, I can't not talk about them. So then I just started talking to everybody. And over the years, it kind of morphed into what Nutritional Designs is right now. And every single day, I love to talk and help people and guide them, you know, and help them cross and find and realize that there's more to just those aspects of the medical world. There's this whole other avenues of pieces that can actually help keep and build you and just make you stronger. So it's literally what I spend my day in. And of course, now with this, you know, virus running around, every single day we're feeding off calls for, you know, from people who are positive and what to do. And so literally it's what I do on a daily basis, of course, at this point in time, but absolutely love what I do. And again, change me personally. So that's kind of my, well, little bit of my story. So,
yeah, it's been quite a mission. And I know that over the years you've talked to me on the air about many different health concerns and issues, and just always brought exactly what you're talking about, that you took so seriously as a mission to those conversations, and definitely helped so many people in the process. Tell me about, you just mentioned, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, you know, in the U.S., we tend to gravitate towards other options as a last resort, not a first resort. Okay, so, you know, so anything that I do is usually almost a last resort. So I have for years gotten extremely complicated people that come walking in looking for some other options. They've been through, you know, kind of the medical world. It's not given them all the feeling of just feeling and having that health back. We do get very, very complicated people in, just so you know. It's not just people already healthy. We get very complicated individuals come walking in. So,
yeah, I can only imagine. I'm going to ask you this next question and have you answer. I think I may have a person with a question on the line. Once you answer this question, I'll check that out and see if they're just listening.
Sure.
If they're calling in with a question. Tell us about what happened just with the initial onset of COVID when it hit. What happened in your business?
What happened by
surprise.
right, exactly.
I'm trying to get a vision of that.
Right. So, you know, we had the option of the fact that we do have a drive-through in my business, which is great. So we were able to just lock our doors and do everything through our drive-through. So it was just easier around all the way around on everybody. We were lucky enough to be able to stay open, of course, with what we do. But that first 2 weeks of everybody realizing when the toilet paper runs were going on, my immune shelves emptied, just emptied. I had like no inventory on anything immune focused. And luckily, when we had that very first run, that very first day, I immediately knew that something big was going on here. So I started placing huge orders. So it took a little while, but we were able to replenish some of those selves. And then I've had a lot of things on and off back order for quite a while because the demand was so great in the very, very beginning. So in the beginning, I saw this massive rise in purchasing of product, vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, your zincs, your elderberry, you know, quercetin, you know, your turmerics, anything that was in some way or another I'm a big fan of things like cat's claw and olive leaf. And so, you know, saw huge surges in all those things. And then of course it kind of quieted down as people had their inventory at home. You know, we've seen a few little upticks again in September, around here. Mm-hmm. I am in Wisconsin. So, you know, we've seen a few more upticks in that regard, but, you know, it's, again, I feel lucky enough for what I do that from a business standpoint, my business is good. But I really want people to, I really want people to understand that, you know, this isn't over. You know, we saw those initial upticks, like I said, saw another little uptick in September, but otherwise in the big scheme of things, I'm going to break even. And I really was hoping that because of the importance of the nutrition world in this virus, we would see something a little bit different. I really was hoping I would see even, you know, greater resurgence in the usage of products.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
Even more so
well,
than
listen,
I am.
Let me check and see.
So, sure.
Yeah, I want to hear you talk a little bit more about that. Let me check and see if this caller has a question or if they're listening. Just a second.
Sure.
Good afternoon. This is Spotsology. Do you have a question for Sunday?
Well, I was listening to the conversation, but you know, all the people that come in contact with COVID, I see where 99.98% gets over very well. So, is this really as bad as people say they are?
All right, that's
for
a great
you,
question.
Sunday.
That's a great question because you're absolutely right. And I tell people all the time, I live in the 99.8% world where people are going to be fine with this. There are those exceptions, right? So no matter what, I think that even some of those exceptions, if they did some pre-work, could have even better outcomes potentially. I kind of point out to people all the time that we have a tendency first of all, every single day you are exposed to infection. Every single day you are making cancerous cells in your body. Every single day. It is your body's job to deal with it. Okay. So with that said, there's many, many ways that your body has in play to help it. And then even when things do happen, you still have all these amazing systems that are going to help you fight. So with that said, you know, I'm very much in agreement with you in the fact that, like I said, I live in the 99.8% world where those people are going to be just fine. So, but at the same time, I also want to make you comfortable through it because for some people, we've had symptoms all over the place. It's really interesting. We had one person call. She literally had no other symptoms except severe pain in her legs. They even scanned her to make sure she didn't have blood clots in her legs, no blood clots in her legs, but it was her only symptom with COVID. Who would have known, right? So kind of an off symptom. But, you know, with that said, that's why, to me, the world of nutrition is so posed to make such a difference for people, even for that, you know, 0.2% of those people who do not have good outcomes. We still have the opportunity if you're working this in before you're even exposed, to really, really get much more positive impacts. So, no matter where your political view is, I look at, you know, when Trump got COVID and was all over the news and they were doing a lot of talking about the antiviral he was on. And I was looking at everything else that he was on because he was on vitamin C. He was on zinc. He was on melatonin. And I could talk about melatonin for, you know, the next hour if you wanted me to, because it's not just your sleep hormone. It's a beautiful, beautiful cellular antioxidant. Excellent, excellent in this virus. And if you use it properly and in good doses, it is extremely immune boosting and very, very beneficial in COVID. So there's reasons that all of those things were given. And to me, I wish we were really pushing that. Why aren't we talking about the doses of vitamin D to do? Why aren't we talking about the doses of vitamin C everybody should be taking? Why aren't we talking about how to use zinc properly? You know, these are such important tools to me in this that it's missing. And I think if we married that in, I think our percentages would even be much better looking. So, those are definitely those pieces to me that are just huge. So,
yes, definitely. Caller, did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Can you hear me?
Did you have anything else you wanted to ask before?
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing, too, is that the research, the best research that's ever done for the human body in case of viruses is the human body itself.
Exactly.
The human body, yes, human body has been doing it since the advent of the human being.
Absolutely.
And we've been exposed to trillions of viruses.
Yes.
There's no database like that of the human body. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, sir. Keep listening. Sure, if you can, too, please. That was an excellent question. Excellent feedback.
It was great feedback because it's very true. I do think, and I talk about it frequently. I've done so many lectures and classes over the years that, you know, as a whole, we are so beautifully designed, and I do very, very much believe that everything we need for the human body is here on this earth for us. So, you know, it's about the fact that we've kind of lost understanding of how to use it. We also have a strong level, especially in the U.S., where our level of inflammation is very huge. We're very, 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 very strong inflamed bodies. And we know how this virus adds to that inflammation. Okay. So, and it, you know, really it starts this huge inflammation storm in the system. So anything to settle it down. That's why I'm loving that the curcumins are which is turmeric and the boswellia and quercetin and all these beautiful things that are so excellent at settling down inflammation. And you know, to me, I it's something that I have most of my people on anyway because we are just kind of inflamed. But there's so many great pieces to help you and prepare you in the fight. So if the body has the tools, because exactly what he said, it's been our experience. Like I said, every day we're exposed to infection. Every single day we're making cancerous cells. It's our body's job to deal with it. But if your body doesn't magically pull the tools just out of thin air, it is what you put in. It is what mm-hmm. you're putting in that is going to give you the tools to help your body help itself. Because we were beautifully mm-hmm. made. So if you put in those tools, the body will give you much better outcomes, you know. And then I always finish that up by saying we don't get out of this world alive. It is the quality at which you get out that it is so, so, so key to me. And so, you know, if we can do these amazing pieces that are going to just help you fight better, I'm all about it. I will definitely use all these tools. If you call up and you go, okay, Sunday, I'm positive. What can I do? I will, you know, bring out, you know, my whole protocol. If you want my protocol, I can give it to you. Interested?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I look at a positive case of COVID as adult mono. That's the way I describe it. The fatigue is ridiculous. Right? That's a big symptom that people have is this massive fatigue. So I treat it like I would treat any of my high schooler that might have mono. So I treat it with very high dose vitamin D3, and I stress vitamin D3. To this day, even in most hospital situations, they use vitamin D2, which is also known as ergocalciferol. You do not want to do that one. You want to do vitamin D3 only. And I do very high doses. I have you do 20,000 units every day for a week. And then I will drop it back down to 10,000 units every single day for at least a week or two, depending on where your symptoms lie. At the same time, you're doing a minimum of 2,000 milligrams a day, maybe 3,000 milligrams a day of the what's known as the ester form of vitamin C. Only this form is what you should be doing. No ascorbic acid. Forms of how you put things into the body need to be what the human body understands. You have to do what the human body understands. And then, of course, from a zinc standpoint, there's many forms of zinc, and some might be more, you know, partial to other. The beauty of zinc is it's very inexpensive. If you're positive, I'm going to ask you to do at least 50 milligrams of zinc every day until your symptoms are done, and then I want you off zinc. Now, vitamin D and vitamin C, I love you on, you know, going forward, but zinc is one of those things that I will remove when things are done because you can get too much zinc in the long term. So I am all about do it in a nice burst and then back it down and then maybe take one zinc a week just to keep it up. Now, of course, I could throw, I will definitely look at other immune things, again, depending on sometimes where your other health issues lie. But, you know, just those big three are so important. And then, of course, now with the research on melatonin, 75% of Americans have sleep issues. So right off the bat, we also know that most people are in dire need of some type of melatonin. So, in getting that melatonin in, and, you know, even if you, you know, want to start at a 5 milligram and work yourself up to maybe a 10 and doing that at bedtime each night just to get that melatonin burst, with this virus can be pretty outstanding. So that's kind of my suggestions as you move into a positive case. If you're looking for prevention, I recommend vitamin D every day. We've talked about plenty of times over the years, Silver, we've talked about, vitamin D and, as a whole, the darker complected the skin, the less vitamin D you have the ability to make. So the African American community is very low in vitamin D naturally. So the need for that community is even greater for extra vitamin D. And then you marry that to where I live, which is Wisconsin. So all of my customers, my amazing customers I got coming in, I'm all like, okay, have your vitamin D tested. Again, the darker complected the skin, the less vitamin D you can make. Your need is greater. You need to increase your dosing. So, it's really important to understand that giving your body any of those tools beforehand is going to be essential, no matter what.
And, well, I sure hope people are taking notes.
yeah. It doesn't matter to me whether this is COVID-19. It's flu season. This is literally pretty much common conversation for me during the flu season. So, we have amazing tools out there to get you stronger. That's why you work out, so you can get stronger. So you want to use these things so your body gets stronger. And then when you do get confronted with things, you're able to handle them better. So that's all I want.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I want to know, you probably were not nearly as alarmed as all of us when this happened. You just told us from a professional aspect, and that was great information, and I really do hope this information gets shared and shared and shared and shared.
Yep.
What about your initial concerns personally? Just for yourself, your family, did you just all of a sudden bear in with all of these things you just talked about to advice to us?
Yeah. So literally when the whole virus thing hit, I had zero fear of the virus, zero for myself and for my family, because my kids all follow all the immune stuff that I've ever done. They grew up with this. This is their life. This is how I taught them, right? So they've always been very strong. So I've never, ever, ever had a fear of this virus for them, ever.
And a lot
of my family, because we take care of ourselves. So that was for me. My form of the biggest fear came out. I have two kids in California. So my biggest fear started coming in with jobs and the shutdown and, you know, not being able to work because I have two that live in Los Angeles and neither one was able to work for like 7 months. So, you know, which was actually more of my concern because, you know, my daughter was able to finally go back to work in October. So, you know, it was a relief, and she, for her sanity and mental health, it was massive. It was so important for her to get back to work and back to life. For so many people. So my fears never have been with the virus itself. I literally have no fear of it. Because I know what you can do. That's literally how I feel. So, but all of the rest comes into the fact of everybody else's mental health. There's many great nutritional tools here too. But, at one point I even had to tell my daughter, I'm like, you need to get out of your apartment. I need you out of that apartment. When was the last time you left that apartment? You know, because she was going stir. It was just not good. It was not good for her soul. So, So any of my fears all lie, you know, were in line with that. So, and even for all of my, you know, senior family, you know, again, I'm here. This is what I do. So everybody I made sure, you know, everyone had their immune stuff around. This is what you need to do. And you're going to do it every day, not just when you get sick. I want you to do this every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, let's look at this.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's just go. Go with another question. Ask away. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to ask this because I know that, as you said earlier, odd symptoms sometimes. And with your clientele coming to you from various backgrounds and ages in life, and I know, too, because you are a medical professional, a lot of times I'm sure they skipped the path for doctors and came straight to you. Did you do any testing, or did you recommend testing? How did you handle all of that?
Oh, for doing the testing for it?
Well, did you
test?
Like
if you should
because
get
as
tested?
I said, I know, how did you know if they came to you and said, I think I have COVID, because they trust you more than they trust going somewhere else? I know I feel like that about you.
Right.
So, how did you handle the I think I have COVID cases?
It's the first thing is I ask literally, okay, so you know, what do you have in your house like right now? And I literally just go through everything that everybody's got in their house. If they feel like they, you know, want to get tested, then that's fine. I don't care for the rapid test. I find its accuracy is bad. So if you do get a rapid positive, I highly suggest you immediately turn around and go get another testing, you know, the longer testing. It's very easy. We've got really good resources in here. Just as an example, I had an employee who had a rapid test done. She came back positive on her rapid test, sent her out, and she decided, she's like, I want to go out and get retested. She went to two other testing sites, with our National Guard in the area, and she went to two different locations, got two tests. And both of those tests came back negative. So now, of course, we were doing that from the standpoint of, you know, she wants to work and she, you know, so otherwise she's got to be quarantined. So she wanted to make really, really super sure. So, you know, really understand that it's even okay to repeat a test if you're not sure, because there is definitely margin of error on everything. But when people come in, I mean, no matter what, if you have any immune things going on, any virus of any kind, you know, how I'm going to address you is not really all that different, okay? All the same rules apply. There's those things that are just vital in immune health and the, you know, three big ones we've already talked about. But then I tell people, whatever your favorite immune products are that you have in your house, if you swear by Echinacea and Golden Seal, well, then by all means do that. If you, you know, are a colloidal silver fan, well, then by all means do that. You know, so, you know, do whatever you, you know, what are those pieces that are the things that you really love to do. I love claw. I love olive leaf extract. I'm a big fan of all those things. So, you know, it's, you know, they're always in my house. So if you feel anything, you immediately start making sure you start addressing any of those big immune boosters that you do love. So, and a lot of people have things at home. Sometimes they don't even realize what they've got at home, but it's the first place I start. What do you have at home? What can you get going on right now? Because the faster you address this, the better, because we do know that if you let this guy go, and it's another big pet peeve I have right now, because a lot of times people test positive and then they send them home and they give you no tools, zero, none, no options. They just want you to quarantine. And I'm like, then the fear sets in. And I'm like, I want you to have all your options. I want you to be really understanding that that body that you have is your best hope. So you have got to put in those amazing things that are going to do that. So first thing I'm going to do is absolutely ask people to look at what they have in their house and just start going for it. Just bring it all out, whatever your favorite pieces are that you love when you are sick. Elderberry is very, very difficult to come by, and I'm going to give you this little interesting tip right now, so maybe we'll get a little rush of elderberry purchases, but the elderberry crops are done. We are going to be very lucky if we have elderberry by next fall, because it's done. Our elderberry crops are done. So elderberry is such a great immune booster. It works excellent in kids and, of course, adults. But, there's been a big, big run on that, which is great. But at the same time, with that, the raw materials are going to be in very, very short supply. All right? So
that's unfortunate.
Exactly. It's very unfortunate. And so, you know, then, of course, our fear within the industry is that then we're going to see a lot of things like the fraudulent factors that come into play. Say it's elderberry,
yeah.
It's not. So, which, of course, every industry is riddled with fraud, and the nutrition supplement world is riddled with fraud as well. So, again, purchasing from a very reputable place and someone that understands their product and good companies is huge to me, because when you want this, when you need this, it better darn work, right? Because you're doing it for a reason, and you need it to be, you know, you need it to go in and do its job. So,
here's a big question for you.
Yes. Go ahead. Sure.
What are your thoughts, Dan? I think I know the answer already, but share with us your thoughts on all the vaccine efforts.
So viruses, this is a virus. This is not a bacteria, okay? And for a lot of people, they don't understand that these are extremely different animals, okay? They are very, very different. So this is a virus we're talking about now. And, you know, our track record with viruses and vaccines is not that great. The efficacies are not that great, because viruses are a whole different animal than a bacteria. Okay. So, so first of all, to sink your hopes into something like that, because I choose to sink my hope into my own body and what my body is going to do for me. And to also look at how quickly this has happened. What my suggestion is to my people who want to get the vaccine is I'm like, I don't do it till it's in its second or third evolution of usage, because there's the research is not there. I mean, this is done so quickly and so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
I'm always a little cautious on that. You know, a good example is the first attempt at the shingles vaccine. They failed miserably on that one. It wasn't effective. And that's why now they've got this double shot that they're doing for the shingles vaccine. So realize that those first evolutions are usually not the evolutions that you want. Unfortunately, I kind of feel like us as human beings are going to be the research subjects. So I'm a little leery about the first evolution of this. So, yeah, so that's kind of where my thought lies for people who are feeling that they're going to have to be in hiding to the vaccine and realize even a flu shot, our efficacy on a yearly basis with a flu shot is pretty dismal. We don't tell you that. We fail a lot. So we think we know what's going to be in the flu for the coming, that's going to cause the flu for the coming year. But we made that decision 9 months before the season even started. So
I wanted to ask about that as my next
question. Yeah. A lot of smart people, now granted, a lot of smart people get in a room and they sit down and they talk about what type of viruses are due to show their face again within a cycle, because we know how things and viruses cycle. And so they make these smart decisions. But there's also many, many years where the flu shot doesn't even touch what ends up being the main flu virus for that year. So, and a lot of people don't realize that. So they have the false illusion that by doing this, they are 100% protected. And that is never the case with a virus in a vaccine. So it is maybe one piece, but either way, no matter what, I tell people, if you choose to do that, everything I just said and what you need to do to have around for your own immune health needs to happen. Because as our caller said, there we are exposed to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of organisms. There's so many different organisms that it can affect the human body that impact us. And again, it's our body's job to deal with it. And so that's why I love exactly everything that he said. You know, this is what we need to do. We are designed to do this. So even if you choose to get the vaccine, trust me, you are not 100% covered. Never have been, never will with the vaccine. It's just not what it does. You still have to do the work. And we haven't even talked about the fact that you need to stay hydrated. You need to cut the sugar. You need to get your gut health in check and maybe get a probiotic in every once in a while. You know, it's too key to me to really make sure that you're looking at everything, because this is the human condition. This is our existence on this planet, like you pointed out, that we are constantly exposed to things. So, we just build a stronger body. Just build a stronger body. That's all I ask. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting how they have pushed it and how they are pushing it all and people, that's why I like to do shows like this, because and I'm sure there will be people who will hear you and be judgmental about what your process is.
Of course.
I can tell you that, you know, I know that I'm talking to someone whose information is going to be impactful in a way that's extremely positive. And I really hope people can hear that in your delivery and in your heart that you do that for that reason. And I didn't mention, and I'm sure you still do this, but you are also a counsel to physicians in regard to too much of what you're talking about as well.
So oh, absolutely.
With
absolutely.
Them coming
yep.
to you
yep.
for information on what to do.
Yep.
We gotta be
right,
there,
right.
You know?
Well, you know, it's been, you know, I've been in the community I have been in for so long that it's just kind of, you know, and my name is unusual, so it's easy to remember. So it's kind of the, you know,
that's
it's right. just kind of become that, which has been great. So, but you know, and sometimes, well, you know, everybody remembers your name. That's a good thing. And sometimes if it's a bad thing, oh, well, so.
Well, I'm sure they're going to remember it for sure.
Yes.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, because every now and then I run over to the CDC's website just to see what kind of stuff they're talking about. And one of the last times I looked, COVID was listed as a quote-unquote flu illness. And I posted that a couple of times on my Facebook page because it's just interesting to me that there's such a heightened number of these cases, and the flu as we know it, understand it, have been told what that is for so long,
right,
was at some and crazy, hardly noticeable number. And so can you speak to us about COVID as a flu illness? What's your perspective?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, kind of one of those things that's going to get added into the, you know, known flu, you know, categories. You know, it's kind of its own thing because, you know, it doesn't like appear in the summer. It stays, you know, so it's different than typical a lot of flus, right? Even though you can get other things during the summertime. It's still going to be categorized as that. It's how we're going to list it. It is a virus, so we're going to put it into that category. I follow some numbers on the CDC site, and as well, because, you know, they like to throw out a lot of numbers, and I like to look at numbers. So I am a science girl, so I like to see stuff. So, but it's, you know, I watch and I kind of monitor a few things. I do wish that in the big scheme of the media that we would be looking at the positive COVID outcomes a lot more, because there is so many positive COVID outcomes that far outweigh the negative outcomes, and not to disregard the fact that for some people, this is not a good thing, especially if you have like a lot of comorbidity health issues and, you know, you're going through chemotherapy. And I get that if you're compromised that but this is no exception to every other type of flu virus. Any flu virus could take you because that's how compromised
that's
you are. Right. So we do kind of act like this is like exception. Like if you have these things, it's going to take you down. It's not always the case. Any flu virus has that ability to do that. That's why we have the number of flu deaths that we have. The interesting thing to me within the flu death numbers is the fact that we do very, very, in my experience, very little flu virus testing. Okay, so we don't, because the COVID scale is massive, right? I've never seen testing on this scale, ever, all the testing for this virus, right? So this is, like, extreme. But at the same time, if we did this for the flu virus, you'd be amazed at how many people are positive for it, okay? So, you know, flu viruses, I should say. Yeah, right, exactly.
I would never
read
those numbers.
Yeah, I know, right? They're extremely high. I mean, cause again, this is just who we are and, you know, and how infection works, okay? So, but we're so overwhelmed by seeing these numbers that it's create, again, fear. It's created so much fear. I've never had fear with this virus because to me, I lump it with other viruses. So, it, you know, it just is something that you need to be proactive on. So just like anything, our bodies are very overwhelmed. We have, you know, we sleep less than we did 100 years ago. Okay. You know, just our stress levels and our expectations of life are so much greater than even 100 years ago. I mean, we we have really burdened our bodies, and so the way we're handling infection doesn't surprise me one bit at this point. You know, how we're kind of seeing this guy, but just trust me, at the same time, you know, we've been dealing with these types of viruses for a long, long time, and we'll get beyond this one. And we need to keep life going and keep loving our families and stop creating so much divide. Oh my gosh, I'm so upset at the divide. And realize that, you know, all the power's in you. Get strong, be strong. We'll make it through COVID-19. So,
yeah. I have one last question for you, and then we'll let you get on with your day and all the people you need to be taken care of. You mentioned a couple of things in our conversation that I'd like for you to address as a wrap for us. One of them is this enormous sense of fear. And you talked about numbers. And I don't want to say anything in disregard or disrespect about anybody who has lost their battle with COVID, because I've been impacted, too, with friends and family who have lost their lives.
So
please understand that I'm not saying this in the sense that I'm not recognizing that as a fact. But what I would like for you to reiterate on is the number of the rate of success, so that you can help minimize the fear of these numbers that are drumming down at us every year, every day, without helping us understand that those people are not dying. And then I'd like for you to talk about how maybe to address the anxiety. And I know that, you know, for people who know how to, you know, see beyond the pressure and the challenge and all of that, because we've been there, done that, that's one thing. But there's so many people that never experienced any kind of trauma like this. And I'm just wondering, as a wrap, what could you say to those people that may help them and help all of us get to the better side of our thinking and adjusting?
Right. Well, you know, and I do. I agree with you. You know, there's always going to be the right set of circumstances that's going to hit the right person the wrong way, and it can be just a domino of errors, and we lose someone. It can happen. I still remember in pharmacy school doing, you know, medical rotations and working with a cardiologist who had a 27-year-old who lost a healthy 27-year-old who a virus hit him, completely destroyed his heart, and he was on waiting for a heart transplant at 27. So, you know, I mean, again, that's why, you know, I understand that any virus and anything can take the right person and unfortunately do bad things. So I completely get that. It's also understanding that the vast majority, and I can honestly say even the people, all my clients, I have thousands of people come to me over the years, we have had so much positive outcomes, like 2 weeks back, solid, you know, back to life, going good, awesome, okay? And that is because, again, they're implementing those tools to help their body help itself. You know, any virus or any bacteria, any infection can have its slew of long-term issues. Look at mono. That's why I love to call this adult mono and explain it this way. There's kids who get mono, and 6 months later, they're still having issues. Okay, so, you know, the key to that is to get on top of it right away as fast as possible, and you would be amazed. Again, we have had such good success rate with everything. I do honestly, truly, truly believe that. So it's, and, you know, I have many people who call. My protocol pretty much always stays very similar. I will adjust it a little bit based on what your symptoms are. If you have unique symptoms in some way. We're going to address those unique symptoms. So to me, and I'm not the only one. There's many, many amazing individuals and natural practitioners and functional medicine practitioners and chiropractors and, you know, acupuncturists and just amazing people out there that are doing, you know, the same type of thing that I'm talking about here. So there's resources wherever you may live for you, just so you know, great, great pieces out there. Now, from the standpoint of the mood, I do think that once we got a little bit more mobile, a lot of things started improving for a lot of people. You know, I did have an experience with a family member who was not in any way, this was a factor for this person ever at any point in their life, who I was talking to one day and out of the blue said to me, I had a panic attack yesterday in the shower. And I literally like started crying on the phone because I was mortified that this person who has never, ever, ever had any such a thing before had this going on. And this is during hard lockdown. So it's important to understand that there, you have to find a way. I don't care if you're home and you're shut down. I want you to set that alarm and wake up every morning on a regular basis at the same time, have breakfast, go for a walk, find some routine in your life, because otherwise it's not going to be a positive outcome. So you have to get that routine in. And then from the standpoint of, you know, even the couple things I mentioned, vitamin D is essential for mood. I cannot tell you, I tell everybody, I am a highly motivated person when I take my vitamin D, highly motivated. It is so dramatic for me that if I don't take it, I'll be like, why am I off today? Oh, I forgot to take my vitamin D. So some of the worst depressions I've ever seen is low vitamin D. So, you know, it's such a huge tool. It's good for immune health. It's good for your mood. So hands down all the way around, important piece. But, you know, there's also many, many tools from an anxiety standpoint. I understand that we got people who are losing jobs, not able to work, worried about how they're going to pay their rent and all those types of things. So there are tools out there, just so everybody understands, that can help mood that are not expensive. I'm not talking expensive things here at all, and want to make sure people understand there's no need to, you know, break the bank to, you know, get all this done. If you happen to live in a nice warm climate, vitamin D is made by the sun in your skin. So you need to get out and get some sun. You don't have to stay, you know, cooped in and locked down. You still can get outside. So, but that sun is, exposure is just so vital. It's vital for your melatonin, understanding of when your body's supposed to produce melatonin and not produce melatonin. It's so essential in that. And I mentioned melatonin again for immune health. So keeping up with a normal sleep cycle is essential. Using those right tools is so key. And then, you know, if you're feeling something, you need to reach out to someone. I don't care,
yes,
if it's
definitely
your best friend. You have to say something, because I literally was on the phone for like 20 minutes with this person before they even said anything to me about it. And I was the only one that she had told. So if you're, you know, you have to reach out to people and at least have that conversation. Just that conversation alone, by the end of the conversation, just me talking with her, made her feel a million times better because she was able to talk to somebody. So, you know, so it's very, very, very important. I mean, if your state is already locked down or you're headed towards another lockdown in your state, then, you know, finding those tools to do that. And like I said, I've, you know, there's many out there, but sometimes just reaching out is what's needed. Just reach out to someone.
Yeah, definitely. Well, your advice today, your insight, your expertise, I feel have been invaluable, just priceless. And I'm really hoping that people can really take that in and you know, put it in their daily self-care. I want to say that the very first time I heard you mention D3 many years ago, I have not missed one day taking it. So,
I know.
That's just,
I know.
I have not. Because it's the very first day I got it, and I have not. And it's been years and years. I had no idea that it would have so many benefits, but it definitely does. And the other thing I wanted to mention, and this is from a personal, heartfelt standpoint, when people are going through a crisis and all these hard things are happening, job loss and losing family and friends and the hard things, you mentioned in all of this about our care. And what I want to say to that, as someone who has had to overcome many difficulties in my lifetime, the one thing you must not ignore while you're trying to fix stuff is taking care of yourself, because
absolutely,
you will not be able to maneuver through some of those things that are happening if you don't take care of yourself well. It, it impacts how you think, how you move through it, how you accept it. And I'm not saying any of it's going to feel good. It didn't feel good to me. But it, also, it did help me understand that the things that are happening were evolving. That was going to change. It was going to get better or worse or whatever it was going to do. But I knew that I needed to take care of my head. I needed to take care of my body. And I needed to take care of my perspective. And so I say that to people who are experiencing this. Remember that. This whole COVID thing at some point is going to be minimal. Minimal in the, in the way that we won't be looking at it the way we are right now. But you may have done something so to damage your psyche or your body or relationships or whatever in the midst of this. And it's that's a high cost to pay. So I just, along with all of the wonderful sharing that Sunday has done today on this show, and I thank you so much, Sunday. Take heed to take care
thank
of yourself.
Thank you for having me.
Make it a,
yes.
Make it a priority. And Sunday, you're just a gem. And once this calms down a little bit more, I'd like to have you back. Let's do a follow up.
I'd love to just do right well and do a follow up or just do a show and call in and let people it'd be great to just get back to. The other things, because people still are dealing with other things in their systems, their bone health and their arthritis and whatever. And we want to still bring those to light, too. So,
okay. Well, you just made yourself an appointment to be back on.
There you go. Sounds good.
I'll be talking to you about that real soon.
Yes.
Kick off the year with sometime in January about all those other things. You're right. This whole thing has forced us to ignore a lot of other issues that are quite important for health.
Right.
So, again, I want to thank you, my friend. You are just, as I said, a gem, and I just trust all of what you have provided for us today, and I believe it is going to be very instrumental in the lives of a lot of people who hear this. So you stay blessed. I'm not worried about
you
in any other way.
Yes, well, thank you, and I love you, Silver. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I love you back. You too. Enjoy your day, and again, happy post-Thanksgiving to you, and happy. I probably won't talk to you before Christmas, but you guys have a wonderful holiday.
You too, absolutely. Have a great holiday, you and your family both, so thank you.
Okay, I'll be sending you some dates, though.
All right, wonderful. I look forward to it anytime.
All right. Okay.
All right, thank
you. Talk to you again before too long.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And I want to thank all of you as well for also being my special guest. I trust that this information has really been powerful in your life and more so in your health. Be sure you share it. I know a lot of people are looking for remedies and remedies that are not going to force them to have to be running in and out of doctor's offices all the time. So she gave us a lot to go on. So I trust that you will make it a point to help others know how we can definitely stay well. I'm going to look forward to talking to you the next time as well. I hope you have a great day. In the meantime, be good, be blessed, be awesome, and stay safe.